From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. We've got a special bonus one today because passing through Ashland on a tour of the West Coast is none other than Bernhoft and the Fashion Bruises. Bernhoft is my guest in our performance studio today. Hello, Jarle Bernhoft.
Hello, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm well. It's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
I know that you guys have been out a long time and you are close to the end, and I appreciate you taking a brief stop here in Ashland to play for us.
Yeah, thank you. We don't have the best of voices today. We'll try and make it our best. It's like we have done five in a row, and then this is our day off.
Yeah.
Off. And then we go to Portland, and then Seattle, and then home. Christmas, jet lag, screaming kids.
Do you have holiday plans?
No, just...
You have a couple of kids, right?
I have two.
Yeah.
I have a 9-year-old and a 2-year-old. And they, especially the 2-year-old, won't let me sleep in. And I'm... I don't know if you are familiar with the time difference, but it's like when I get home, my morning is like in the afternoon.
Yeah.
When I get home.
Now, Santa's,
so that's going to be hard.
Santa is from Norway, right?
The Finnish.
Did they take him? Finland has him.
Well, yeah, it's all about, you know, sovereignty in the North Pole. it's a quest. Russia might go in there as well with heavy artillery.
I bring it up because, as if people couldn't tell from the accent that is there, you are Norwegian originally.
I am, yeah.
And have lived in the States a little bit. We were talking about New York, and you've lived in London a little bit.
Yeah.
Back in Oslo these days?
Back in Oslo. It was a decision that was made when we lived in New York, and our oldest son, then only son, was to start school. And basically, we found that the Norwegian school system is more good. I'm sorry to say, but
yeah, I am astounded at listening to this new record that you were a kid that sang with Norwegian opera.
Yeah,
were you like in the kids' chorus, or
no,
what did you do?
The thing is that my dad was a singer in the choir, and I was doing work as an extra. You know. The kids in the opera, they're there for the opening, you know, the big feast, and then in the finale. So in the meantime, it's like 3-4 hours of just playing cards. But it, so I used to sing because I just learned the songs, and it's good music.
Yeah.
But I wasn't heard too tiny a voice.
Yeah.
I've been working on that since.
Mm. Your mother was a music teacher. You got a brother that's musical as well?
Yeah, more so than me.
What does he do?
He works in sorts electric waste.
Really?
Yeah. He found himself like a different path altogether. But I get it. It's when touring life is hard on family life, and he just made a different choice. So yeah. Total respect for that.
Well, the new record is a full band record. You have named them, or maybe they've named themselves, the Fashion Bruises. You've got a couple of Fashion Bruises with you in our studio today. Looks like they're going to sing harmony vocals. Yeah. Who is with you, and what are you guys going to do?
All three of them. It's the drummer, Fredrik Vollenbrød, the bassist, Vemund Stavnes. All these Norwegian names, of course, very simple to pronounce. And a keyboard player, Nikolai Tangensennes. And they're all great singers, so they're not going to play any instruments. I'm just going to do the whole instrumental myself. And they just sing, snap, clap.
Right on. And you guys are going to do a song we love, right?
Yeah, it's a song called Lookalike from that Humanoid album.
It's Bernhoft and the Fashion Bruises playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
Whoa, you look alike, you look alike, you look alike. Flowers on a sunny day, you feel alive, you feel alive. You feel like raindrops, raindrops. You look alike, you look alike. You look alike, flowers on a sunny day. You feel like, you feel like. You feel like raindrops, raindrops. You stole my heart when you went away. You need to give it back, baby, with a string or two attached. I know we just met about 5 minutes ago. Then right out of the blue, I wanna spend a lifetime with you. You look alike, you look alike, you look alike. Flowers on a sunny day. You feel like, you feel like, you feel like raindrops, raindrops. You look alike, alike. You look alike. Flowers on a sunny day. You feel alive. You feel alive. You feel alive. Raindrops, raindrops. Ah, cross my heart and I hope to die. I'll buy your diamond rings if you want to. Even though I hate those things for you. I quit my job and I'll sell this guitar to take you traveling. And here's the only song I'll sing. You look alike, you look alike, you look alike. Flowers on a sunny day. You feel alike, you feel alike, you feel alike. Raindrops, raindrops. You look alike, you look alike, you look alike. Flowers on a sunny day. You feel like, you feel like, you feel like raindrops, raindrops. I will never have another just for me.
That is Look Alike. It's Bernhoft and the Fashion Bruises live today here on Jefferson Public Radio playing our performance studio. It's such a cool song.
Thank you.
Such a cool, it's just, it's got such a memorable melody.
Yeah.
It just kind of stays with you. Tell me about this record. If you spend any time, or, you know, people might have encountered your music from earlier incarnations, there are a lot of videos of you up online doing looping, solo stuff. Mm. Not a lot of full band.
No, and if I could afford it from the beginning, I would travel more with the band. So I guess it was the financial crisis hit me pretty hard back in 2009. Mm. So I did a lot of solo stuff, and but it's just, to be honest, I've done it so much that it's almost, I get tired of it.
Yeah.
I get tired of myself, and I wanna the possibility of playing with other fantastic musicians is also something that's very fundamental to music to me, the playing togetherness.
There's something about that, right? I mean, not only playing for an audience, but making music with other musicians.
Yeah, and
it,
get
it feeds sometimes. It feeds you, right?
Yeah, and when I play solo, it's almost like I can't escape my own phrasing and my own rhythms. So it's good to get surprised every now and then. And the surprises these guys give me are just of the most sublime kind.
Mm. You have talked about your observation of music being or heading in the direction of computerization, machine-like, both in terms of processing of vocals and just computer-generated whatever. And you have kind of taken that big step back into live creation.
Yeah. I mean, I can't understand it if there's a possibility of creating huge productions in your living room. Why wouldn't you? Why would you spend tons of money and time to go in a studio? And why would you even learn how to play an instrument? But I guess times go back and forth. And when you have, let's say you have processed foods, you can go into a supermarket or just a, you know, corner shop and buy dinner there. That's ready-made. You just heat it in the microwave. Now, that might give you some satisfaction, but having a meal that's, you know, made from the ground ultimately will taste better. And that was my thinking, that if we let machines do the work for us, then we lose sight of and touch with, humanity, and humanity is very central to me. It more so when I hear music that I feel strangely. I'm not a tech pessimist, but when I hear music that it all sounds like, even the vocal sounds like it's being made by algorithms, I can't really connect to that. It's almost like a shining wall that has no edges, no friction, no nothing. And so I basically I wanted to turn in the other direction totally. Yeah. But it never exists without the background of having all this current pop music going on. So there's lots of, you know, synthesizers, and we haven't really been that dogmatic. But at the center of it all, I think humans need to be at the center of everything, or we lose touch.
Yeah, I mean, you've talked about not being tech pessimistic, but for a while you had all sorts of gear at your feet, right? I mean, that was it, you used it to create your art.
Yeah,
it took me a while. I was digging through a number of interviews that you had done before I finally came across the statement that you started as a guitarist and became a singer.
Yeah,
which did not shock me, because in watching some of those looping videos of stuff that you've done, like Jam in the Van and things like that, you're singing melody line while you're playing melody line. You're not just comping behind. I mean, you've got two things going, two different parts of your brain engaged while you're doing that stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a multitasking thing going on. But I would alter that statement to say that I'm at core, I'm probably more of a drummer.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
It's just what I get a huge kick out of every time I hear music. It's like if it's a good beat, it can be, you know, machine made.
Sure.
I'm not that discerning, but a good beat that will just make my day. Like the old Ginger Bakey saying, if you have an average band with a great drummer, it's a great band.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So that's at the core. But then I have this fascination for the guitar as an instrument. That was also the instrument that I found my self-esteem with. So in going back to playing more guitar with this band and playing electric guitar and, you know, slinging it about a bit and replicating the moves of my heroes, it's almost like a fountain of youth. I am 42, but I feel like 16 when I'm on stage. It's just...
You don't look a day over 41.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, a couple of years back, a lot of folks that are unfamiliar with your music might be completely floored to learn about your Grammy nomination, right? Here's a 42-year-old Norwegian man who is nominated for a Grammy in, of all categories, R&B.
Yeah.
First non-American ever nominated in that category.
I think so.
Were you shocked?
Yeah, I didn't. I thought it was a joke. I thought maybe it was like a shortlist thing when I had that phone call.
Were you shocked because you were surprised they were aware of you, or were you shocked because you weren't aware that you made R&B?
Both. No, it was, but it's that thing when you talk to someone and you, oh, you make music. What kind of music do you make? And I go, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was good to have almost like a label on it that I could actually, well, it's probably R&B then. But yeah, as with the nomination as well, that where they were aware of me was one thing, but having that kind of recognition is almost like a, I don't know, it's almost like a, if a Brazilian guy should be voted the best Norwegian haring fiddle player, something very, very local to Norway. Obviously, R&B is a global thing, but I can name so many great, you know, British, Swedish, even German R&B artists that, I don't know, it still baffles me. But I must admit, though, in the time between the nomination and the actual award ceremony, it felt great to have like a 20% chance of getting the damn thing. And the moment they awarded the award to, who was it? It was... Who cares?
But it wasn't Bernhoff. That doesn't matter.
No, it wasn't me. And I was I went from being a possible contender to the loser.
Yeah.
But it was fun while it lasted. Yeah.
Well, this new record is fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know that you have already started working on sketches of what will be next.
Yeah.
Is it going to stay in the same vein, or are you going a different direction?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. What we're doing is trying just trying out ideas and jamming them on sound checks and stuff like that. And when things calm down in the touring department, we'll be able to, you know, sit down, write, throw some balls around in the rehearsal room, go back into the studio, stuff like that. But right now, it's more like, if I'm not touring, I better remind my kids how I look and how I sound and stuff like that.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Thanks again for coming by. It's nice
Thank
to meet you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can we listen to one off the record?
Of course.
All right. We're going to play California. This Ooh. Is from the album called Humanoid. Bernhoft and the Fashion Bruise is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. We'll have audio from our session today and a few photos up on our website later this afternoon at ijpr.org. You can find information on Bernhoft at his website. How did you get a .org, by the way? Bernhoft.org is the website. That's for nonprofit organizations.
To be honest, the .com was taken. The .net was taken. And I thought that this is probably, you know, a cabin industry, cottage industry. So let's make it a .org.
Good enough.